And it's Gustafson to trigger it in. Baseball pass to Grant Nelson. Nelson, the heave. Oh!
Grant Nelson!
The bank shot three! And Kello wins 65-62!
It's a bomb! Nelson hits a big one.
Woo! Here's Emily Holterhaus from the top of the key all the way down the right side of the lane. And she banks it in, her sixth point of the game and number 1,000 in her career.
About halfway through the second quarter, yeah. Gets to Gauger, who skies for the dunk on the backdoor pass from Quinn Vesey to Evan Gauger.
From the top of the key, no doubt. And I'll tell you, that was just fun to watch that develop. You could almost see it coming.
Elbow jumper, looks good. Fatma gets it for two. Morgan Fatma's missed the whole season with a torn ACL. What a way to kick off our game.
2-2 for Mariah Fritz. Ground ball back to Mariah. Fields throws. Ball game. Conference tournament championship over. Central 3, Co-0.
It just feels amazing because it's something I had in mind as a freshman coming in, but I couldn't have done it by myself. I've been on great teams all 4 years.
I just went out there and did what I love to do.
It's just super special, and to just look back on all the years spent here and just all the vibes from state track, from the crowd and the teammates and from all your favorite people, so pretty special. So
I mean, it was awesome. You know, obviously I was competing, so I was trying to kind of keep a straight head and not get too ahead of myself, but you know, as we got farther, you know, into second and third throws of the finals, I kind of knew that it was going to happen. It was so awesome.
I think we all ran really well. I think for the most part, we were really nervous for it. We were seeded sixth, and then we pulled a third and a 107 out of nowhere. So that was pretty exciting, I think, for me, and I'm sure the rest of the team as well.
Xavier is going to be good, and some of those other teams are going to be really good. So we're going to have to play some good tennis.
Yeah, Xavier and Norwalk are both really good teams. So excited to get some good competition.
Yeah, really just looking forward to the competition between the teams and just having some good matches.
Starting lineups are finished. Final huddle here for the Knoxville Panthers and the Xavier Saints. Thanks for coming along today on KNIA as Knoxville making their first state tournament appearance since 2010 as the 8th seed this year, coming in with a record of 14-4.
1-1, here it comes. It's a breaking ball upstairs, but a chopper fielded by Vanderwall at third. The throw to first is on time, and Pella Christian comes into West Marshall and knocks off the Trojans. And Pella Christian is headed to the sub-state round on Tuesday night.
Fly ball right side, down the line, going deep, and it's off the wall. Matthias rounding third. Cassie Baker might have just walked it off. The throw's coming in, and the Indians punch their ticket back to Fort Dodge. Cassie Baker with an RBI hit, and Indianola is going back to the state tournament. 5-4 is our ball game.
Nichols takes a snap. He will try to run it, gets away from one, and it's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35. He's out up in space, to the 20, to the 15, 10, to the cone, spins, touchdown! Touchdown, Knoxville! What a run by Kieran Nichols! 53 yards, and the Panthers have the lead!
Pella is 2-4 on third downs. Mace to throw, zone coverage, has some pressure, flush from the pocket, rolls out right side, throws across the middle of the field, Shetterly wide open at the 50, cuts near sideline at the 45, makes a defender miss, he's at the 30, reverses field again, and he breaks loose at the 20, one man to beat at the 10, he stays on his feet, and that's an incredible play, and it sticks for the Dutch, touchdown Pella. How many more highlights can we have tonight? Logan Shetterly, an incredible scramble in the open field.
Indians are coming with the blitz. Brooks steps up in the pocket, and it's picked off at the 45. Here come the Indians. Peyton Buzel, he's got the sideline. Cuts across at the 15, touchdown. And it's a defensive touchdown for Indianola. They lead it 16-0. Peyton Buzel can't be stopped right now.
He's going to run for his life. Now he's run off to the left side. Can he do anything? And throws downfield, and it's going to be caught at the 30, to the 20, 10, 5. Jacob Van Winkle, touchdown. That is unbelievable. Newton is going to try and win it right here. 29-28, gets the snap, looks off to the left side, throws out to the fade, and it's intercepted, picked off! PCM knocked it down, no, it's not knocked down, PCM's gonna win it, 29-28, on the deflection.
It's a handoff to Anthony this time, ISO play to the left side, he's in some space to the 30-yard line, one man to beat, he picks up the speed, to the 10, to the 5, he spun down at the goal line, into the end zone, touchdown, Cale Anthony, touchdown Pleasantville.
He'll look to throw. He throws towards the end zone. Picked off! He's got the record! Keegan Cox has just set the record for the most interceptions in a season.
The atmosphere here at the state meet is like so different than like anything I've ever been a part of. Like there's so many people on both sides of the course and just like so much screaming and yelling going on.
Feels pretty good and I'm pretty excited that I went out my first year and got seventh place.
Yeah, I just, even if it doesn't happen, I'll still have fun with it. I love cross country, I love running, I love my teammates, my coach, and I just have faith in the Lord on whatever happens.
When you were walking the course earlier, it kind of all came back, but during the race, I didn't really think about it a lot, and I just tried to focus on the girls ahead of me and pick off as many as I could, especially on that last downhill.
Hawkins looks left, it's a screen, it's caught, and he's in! Yes! He is in! Central wins on a two-point conversion in overtime! Right here for Oshkosh. Berghammer in the pistol, has McCudden behind
one
him.
Stop.
Berghammer
one
looking,
one
rolling
stop.
Out to the right, throwing.
Yeah!
Yeah! Incomplete! Yeah! Incomplete! And Central wins in overtime!
1.3 seconds, the inbound. Vandehar, the jumper at the buzzer is good! And the Eagles will knock it in and win this opener 55-53. Pella Christian will walk it off on the buzzer beater. Brian Van Gorp, angry, can he do it again? The answer is yes, and the Eagles are back up by two.
9 overtime points for Brian Angry.
Kicking out in the corner, Altman, the fadeaway, are you kidding me?
Anything you can do, I can do better. And Altman puts the little Dutch back up by one.
And there's the horn. Pella Christian will storm the floor, and the Eagles will steal an instant classic 84-83 over Crosstown Pella. What a way to kick off our conference season.
Here's Kychus with the ball on the other end. Kychus lays it up. Count that and put her on the line, and there's the record.